Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Well, honey, it's so good to be with our friends after a wonderful weekend. Be right back here in the Connected seat once again.
Yes, it's awesome to be able to share this time with you as well.
Yeah.
A lot of times we have special guests that do appear here with us mm-hmm. on Connected, and we so appreciate their subject matter uh-huh. and them taking time out of their busy schedules to come. I'm excited today. I want to talk to our listening audience about Hebrews 2 and 4, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse or different kinds of miracles and mm-hmm. gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will.
Yeah.
Are signs and wonders and miracles for today?
Well, if they're not, why are they happening? That's the only thing I can say. Of mm-hmm. course they're for today.
That's right.
You know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, the miracles left, the last healings took place when the apostle died. So I could just imagine the church saying, you know, John's on the Isle of Patmos. We better hurry up and have a healing service because as soon as he kicks the bucket, it's over with. But I mean, there is no scriptures that says that the healings and miracles are ceased, because if it did, salvation has ceased as well, because part of the covenant of the cross
That's right.
was not only the redemption of sin, but the healing of the body.
That's right. And even before that, in Pilate's judgment hall, Jesus
yes.
Christ took upon his back 39 lashes for the healing of mm-hmm. every major and minor disease that the devil could ever bring about from
yes.
hell. And
yeah.
also, not only that, but we're not only saved, we're not only healed,
uh-huh.
but we're also delivered. That's a sign and wonder as well.
It really is. I tell you, a sign and wonder is when you can see a person that lived that way and see a transformed life. That's also a sign and wonder.
Praise God.
Amen. I have people that I have seen come to the Lord that lived such wicked lives,
mm-hmm.
but got saved, got delivered, was discipled, and now to look at them, you would never believe that once they were an alcoholic, or you would never
right.
believe once they were a harlot.
That's right.
They're so transformed because
right.
of the gospel.
That's right. And today, you're hearing, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can hear and be healed and receive your miracle before this broadcast is over today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Another time, another place, a different crowd, a brand new stage, the spotlight's on me, I get to choose to keep it there, appointed to you. I want my stage to be at selfish and make this life all about me. Lord, please, I want my stage to be an altar. Alarm goes off to start the day. Each child of God takes their stage, might be at school or a job somewhere. This world could change if this was our prayer. I want my stage to be an altar, so all the praise all about me. Lord, please, I want my stage.
Numbers aren't important, just gotta do what we can do. Then one day when we see Jesus and we touch his nail-scarred hand, he's gonna tell us how our little lives were such a big part of his plan.
I love it. Quote that scripture one more time, Tim, that we were opening up with.
Of course, Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 4 said, God also bore them witness both with signs and wonders and divers or different kinds of miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Love it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the whole package right there.
That is.
And it's for us today.
Yeah. You know, I've often had people ask me over the years, what is wonder? What makes you wonder? It literally makes you wonder. I heard Papa Hagen several years ago, Kenneth E. Hagen's, you know, Kenneth Hagen Sr., we would say.
Yeah.
He told a story about a guy that he prayed for, and he said that he never got healed, but he went and got a glass eye. He said, almost every person I prayed for, I said, you're healed. He said, whether they look like it or not. But he said, this guy eventually had to get a glass eye. And he put when he had the glass eye, he attended one of Kenneth Hagin's revival meetings. And he said he could see out of that glass eye.
Well, I don't know if it's the same testimony, but when I was a young person, remember that old show, Phil Donahue?
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy that got healed. I think it was in one of Shambach's meetings, if I remember right. And he could see out that glass eye, and they put him on the Phil Donahue show. And they covered that eye up and did an eye test. And that was a wonder, because poor old Phil, he didn't know what to do with that.
You know, signs and wonders, speaking of such, they should follow not disciples and not sons and daughters and not fivefold ministers, but believers.
Every one of us that are saved, born again.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But, you know, if we're not getting the full gospel message, if we're not hearing about signs and wonders for today, then it's actually left out during the early apostolic Judeo-Pentecostal church period. And that it doesn't apply to this modernistic contemporary age that we live in, then it's not going to be included in our vocabulary. But that doesn't matter. It's in the Word.
Yeah.
And what the Word has already said yes to, it doesn't matter what we believe. We should choose to believe it, but it's so anyways.
It's so anyway. And you said it doesn't matter what we believe. It doesn't matter what we believe to make it so. It is so. But it will matter to our lives, because we will miss out on so much.
If we don't believe.
If we don't believe.
That's right.
Because God's not going to do anything in spite of you.
That's exactly right.
I've heard somebody say, well, if God wants me healed, he'll heal me. And I wanted to say, God wanted you saved, but did he save you without your participation?
That's right.
You know, it takes our believing and receiving.
Well, you know, the Apostle Paul, we know that the Bible was placed in chapters.
Yeah.
You know, when there was a translation and a transliteration, and it was placed into chapters and verses.
So we could find passages.
Things a lot easier and quicker. But when you go up to the very first verse there of Hebrews 2, it says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. That ought to tell us. If we've seen signs and wonders, and then after we've seen them, we listen to folks who don't believe in what the Bible says about them for this modernistic day that we live in, We need to go back and read it again and remember what God had done in the past and base God's futuristic performances on what he's going to do based on what he has done in the
past. That's exactly right.
I know he can heal me today from a common cold because he healed me from crippling arthritis back in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Ankylosing spondylitis, you can't get healed from that.
No.
A crippling disease of the spine. But I did, bless God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you testified to your chiropractor and he said, he never knew of anybody that was ever...
A Christian man.
Yeah, a Christian man.
I've never heard of anyone that's ever been healed of ankylosing spondylitis.
Well, he had then.
Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. There is something, though. If God is God, I've heard people say, then where are the miracles?
Yes.
How would you answer that?
Well, first of all, you know, the Bible says that these signs and wonders follow them that believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's simple. If we believe that and take that at face value, that these signs shall follow them that believe, then what's wrong with us?
Mm-hmm.
God's already gave us his word. Where does the belief come in? What does it mean to believe? We have to define that. Well, when we go to Mark, the 16th chapter, there in verse number 15, go ye into all the world, King mm-hmm. James Version, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. It's all about believing.
Yeah.
These signs shall follow them that believe. Not that don't believe, but that believe.
Yeah.
In my name they shall cast out devils. Folks say, well, I don't believe in that, then it's not going to happen. In other words, you shall speak with new tongues. Well, I don't believe in that. Well, you'll never get filled.
No. If you don't believe it, you won't have it.
It's just, so what that tells me is that we have what we believe.
We have what we believe. And our belief is based on the word of God, not a denomination.
That's right.
I've had people say, well, I don't believe it because it's not in my denomination. Well, your denomination isn't God.
Yes.
It's just a denomination.
Exactly.
But the Bible is God's word. And that's why we believe it.
The testimony of Jesus, exactly what mm-hmm. you're saying, is the spirit of prophecy.
Yeah.
You want to prophesy? Prophesy the word of God. You want to be accurate? Open up chapter and verse and
uh-huh.
start speaking it over your heart and over your life. If you need healing, find the scriptures that pertain to healing. Jesus Christ, you say, he won't heal me today. Of course he would.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. There's nothing too hard for him to do. He was the blind man healer. He's the leper cleansing man from Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that was not the fourth man, but the first man in the fire.
Yeah,
furnace.
The other one would have been toast.
Before it ever got heated up, he was in there. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He controlled the thermostat in that fiery furnace.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He did.
So he never changes. And I believe that God still yet heals today. He healed me from that crippling disease of arthritis. When I pleaded with the doctors, please, you got to do something about this pain. I can't bear it. There's pain from my head to the soles of my feet. And one day, just in one moment's time, through a word of knowledge that I was pointed out in a crowd of people, and a healing evangelist looked in my direction, and he said, God is going to heal you today. And I got out of my seat and floated up the aisle, hallelujah, and received what's called a miracle healing, which is an instant healing.
Yeah.
Right there on the spot, laid on the floor for 40 minutes, a spirit of infirmity left my body, and I got up off of that floor healed, and I've never had that ankylosing spondylitis since. How do I know that? Because I had the before x-rays and the after x-rays.
Amen, amen. Well, there are people today that really need a touch from God themselves, and I would encourage them mm-hmm. to get in the Word,
mm-hmm.
as you said. I had people come to me and say, I prayed about this, but God never heard me. I prayed about this, but nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
My next question is, what scripture were you standing on? And every time somebody has said that to me, they had no scripture that they were standing on.
Mm-hmm.
Not one word.
Yeah.
And so get and find out what the word says about it. Build
That's
your
right.
faith. We'll be back and we'll be praying.
Oh, your glory covering the earth, Lord, just like the water covering the sea. I see the millions coming to salvation. I see revival, fire in the land. I see the lost, nameless ones remembered. I
hear the widow shouting out your praise. I see the friendless loved and celebrated. Orphans fulfilling, Lord, the calling on the lives. We say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen, yeah. Do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. And I see forgiveness overtaking hatred, pride and prejudice now giving way to love. I see depression replaced with joy and gladness, and Satan's lies now bowing to the truth. Oh, I see forgiveness overtaking hatred, pride and prejudice now giving way to love. Oh, I see depression replaced with joy and gladness, and Satan's lies, they are bowing to the truth. We say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. Yeah. Do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory. Come on, lift your hand and say it. We say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Brokenness of families brought to wholeness. I see every prodigal running home to you. Oh, father's hearts, they are turning toward their children, and children's hearts, they are turning toward their father. And I see the church rising up in power. Oh, laying down their lives in unity and love. Oh, and I hear the sound. They are giving glory to Jesus Christ the Son. We say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. Lord, we cry out, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, do it, that your glory may be seen. One more time. See the brokenness of families brought to wholeness. I see the prodigals running home to you. Oh, father's hearts, they are turning toward their children, and children's hearts, they are turning toward their father. I see the church rising up in power, laying down their lives in unity and love. Yeah. The sound of every tribe and nation. Oh, give the glory to Jesus Christ the Son. We say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that's your glory, man. Oh, we say, do it, Lord, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord, we are praying. Do it, Lord, do it, that's your glory. Come on, lift your hands and cry. Do
And we are back, and we have been talking about the subject of healing.
Mm-hmm.
We have been talking about Hebrews 2 and 4. God also bore them witness, both with signs and wonders and different kinds of miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Some folks may say, that's right, according to his own will, not our will. So since our will is not involved, healing can't happen. Wait a minute. When we look at the word and says, according to his own will, his will is always to heal.
Yes.
And so when we look at the scriptures in the Old Testament, Psalm 103 and verse number 3, he was sent to heal us of how many of our diseases?
All
of our diseases.
All.
Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all destruction. The New Testament, Matthew 4. The New Testament, in the book of Luke chapter 5. In the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, we see healing in every book of the Bible. There in 1 Peter 2:24 especially, that by his stripes you were healed.
Mm-hmm.
Were means was.
Mm-hmm.
And was means already has been. So all we have to do is add praise and thanksgiving for what God's word already says.
I've had people say, well, God don't always heal because you got to die of something. And it really amazes me how people will fight to stay sick.
Yeah, that's the whole matter.
Who says you got to die of cancer? Who says you've got to die of heart disease? Who says that? Who says it? Where is that in the word of God?
I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth, I think, that he got up behind a podium, pulpit, to eulogize a funeral.
Uh-huh.
And as he was standing there, he just fell over and his head was resting upon the podium. He had given up the ghost.
Yeah.
It wasn't this long thing where he had to die with sickness and disease.
Yeah.
That's a lie from hell.
Yeah.
And that's what the devil wants us to believe, that he wants us to be able to stay in that wheelchair. He wants us to be able to stay sick in our bodies, because when we're sick in our bodies, we're not fully functional to do what God's really called us to do here on the earth.
God wants to touch you today. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for divine healing. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing Tim.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord, that you answer prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we speak right now to the spirit of infirmity. We speak to cancer. We speak to diabetes, heart disease,
Jesus
kidney
name.
Disease, liver disease, back pain. We speak to those diseases,
mm-hmm.
and we command you to loose the people of God now.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that your word declares in 1 Peter 2:24 that with your stripes, we were healed.
Yes.
And Lord, if that is your word and we said we can't be healed, we're calling you a liar and the truth is not in us. But we thank you that 1 John 2 says that when we speak the word of God, praise God, it's from the anointing that's on
yes.
the inside of us, agreeing with what the written word already says, that we are made believers.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe in divine healing for our bodies right now.
Thank
and we
you,
thank you
Jesus.
For every sick person that mm-hmm. has their hand stretched forth toward the radio right
thank
now
you,
as
Jesus.
A point of contact, that you
thank
are
you,
healed. Just begin to speak it out right now. I am healed.
I
continue
am healed.
To say that. I
yes.
am healed by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I stand fast on what the word of God says, because God's word does not lie. Begin to add praise and thanksgiving
thank
right
you,
now
Jesus.
To what you just spoke out, and watch the manifestation come place
thank
on this
you,
end
Jesus.
Of the line.
Amen and amen. Well, honey, it has been a good day.
Amen.
And we'll be back.
Yeah, in about 23 and a half hours from now.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.